with you. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. It's an $18 book, dollars or more. To Save America Ministries now is going to put it in your hands, but make sure you read it. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Go before God asks what he would have you to give, and send that gift to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck, the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone from Las Vegas. Pastor Billy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's a joy to be on.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. And, of course, we're going through Pastor Billy's treatise on the final countdown, certainly the prophetic times we're living in. And if you haven't heard these, we carry them. Certainly, we're up through, I think we're in, I don't know which one we're going to be doing tonight, but we have eight sets, and each one with four or five different DVDs in it. So there's a very good overview of certainly what's going on, information you're not going to get elsewhere. Pastor Billy, you pick up the story.
Well, you know, again, just before, coming on tonight, I was just finishing up some research, and it's just amazing what's going on in the world, and, a statement here by Pope Francis assuring atheists that you don't even have to believe in God to go to heaven.
And I think that's such an important thing. You don't have to believe in God to go to heaven. I mean, what is Pope Francis thinking of making a statement like that? And then wanting to unite all of the religions of the world together because we all worship the same God. I mean, this doesn't really make sense, but you go right ahead.
Well, and that's just it, Dr. Monteith. It's, people take a look at these statements and are just blown away by them. By these entities and world figures, and rightly so. And it makes no sense unless you realize that the Bible says in the last days we're headed for a one-world religion. And in order to pull off a one-world religion, this is the kind of, if you will, insane behavior that you're going to have to start to display to pull all the religions together, everybody on the planet. I mean, even to the point where an atheist is okay, it's crazy. Another statement that he had made that caused quite the ruckus was if a person's gay, then who is he to judge? And that's another line that's come down the pike that as Christians that we have no right to judge anyone, and maybe later in the broadcast they'll demonstrate that that's not at all what the Scripture teaches. But again, you need that basis to form a one-world religion. Just real quick, just came across another one. At the time that the world is heading fast into a one-world religion, the church is going down the tubes. It's crazy. I just came across it's getting so bad now. I guess, I don't know, to drum up attendance or something, but they actually have launched, I got the video of the news report, of a church in Virginia. They're now an official nude church. And so you can go to this church service, and everybody's in the nude. Somehow that's supposed to draw you deeper to God. Absolutely insane. It's all going on right now. Again, none of it makes sense unless you know the game plan. And the only place you can get the game plan is in the Bible. And the Bible says you're going to see the church go down the tubes. You're going to see the world getting more wicked. And out of that, you're going to see the rise of a one-world religion. And that's where we're at today. Revelation 13 clearly talks about that, that it's a religion that you don't want to be a part of. It's going global, and it's centered around the Antichrist. And there in Revelation 13, I think at least four different times, it says, and they will worship the beast. They'll worship the beast. He gets all authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. All inhabitants of the earth are going to worship the beast. So we know we're headed towards this global worship. The Bible warns, though, this is something you don't want to have a part of. It might sound good. It might feel good. It might tickle your ears and certainly be politically correct. But it is satanic, and you better run as far as you can and as fast as you can away from that system before it's too late.
And we really are involved in a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen. This whole idea of Satanism, I mean, it sounds so abstract, you know, it's something interesting, but it's not abstract. These forces are real. There really are people who go right along with this. You see this manifested in the wars. You know, why would you fight a war that was killed 60 to 80 million people in the Second World War and then not go after Adolf Hitler? I mean, we've talked about elsewhere about what happened to Hitler after the war. But the information you're never going to get through regular channels. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, dear. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Billy is simply saying that this effort to suddenly unite the religions of the world, you can tell it that they use code words. They're not going to tell you what they're really up to. They use the term interfaith. Isn't interfaith certainly important, you know, and we need to have more interfaith discussions? And then, of course, how do you justify uniting all the varied religions of the world? Well, we all face the same threat, that is suddenly global warming. Well, now it's pretty hard to convince people that we have global warming when we have all this terrible ice storm. So now it's climate change, and of course the climate change comes about because of global warming. And if you don't believe that, why, obviously you don't understand the science. And ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, when you control the media and you can say things over and over again, it doesn't matter how ridiculous they are, people will believe. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, they're hitting it from a couple different angles. You know, if you don't buy into the global warming lie and, you know, threaten people and scare people and like, oh, no, the planet's going to blow up. So it's up to all the religions to, if you will, put their arms down and get along to get together. If you don't fall for that one, then they've come out with another lie, and people still repeat it today, and it's not true. And that is all religion are the main cause of wars, and that's not true. When you actually do the homework, and you take a look at the statistics of what actually causes war, what you find is man/politics is the main cause of war, not religion. But again, it's another lie just to get people like, oh yeah, I guess, you know, if the planet's going to blow up, we need to work together, or if we're going to blow each other up, I guess we better work together and just say that we can all get along. Which again is what they're utilizing. But again, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I've noticed that not only world leaders around the world are promoting this. I mean, you got people like Prince Charles. You got, of course, Al Gore. You got Oprah Winfrey on the media. She's promoting it. You got the secular news industry. Certainly got the stuff that's going on in the Vatican. You got people, believe it or not, Muslims, people of just about every quote-unquote religion that's buying into this thing, except for Orthodox Christianity. And that's because we can't deny what Jesus said, that he's the only way. So you can't go along with it. But again, what they're also, I've noticed that they're using is, and they've been using for a while now, is a certain crisis event is how they're getting people to work together. You know, they'll take an atrocity and they'll just say, see, this is why we all got to partner together. And the first one that I noticed that overtly was being used as an excuse to get people used to all religions blending together was way back as far as 9/11. And I'll never forget that event, and that's a whole other topic in and of itself. But immediately, I began to see that after that event, that even back then, President Bush was saying that this was a spiritual event with spiritual implications. And I think what he was hinting at, if you will, started to happen a few days later at the services held for 9/11 at Washington Cathedral. And you can probably go on YouTube, I guess, and pull up even some of the video clips from that. But if you look at that, quote, service for 9/11, you saw all kinds of things. You saw, quote, clerics from Christianity, you saw Judaism, you saw Islam. You saw all these different religions in their full regalia, folks, which was not only odd, okay, in the United States, but then they were fully unanimous that, quote, we all worship the same God. And I remember, I don't know if people were still in shock and awe of that event. It's like, is nobody watching this? This is kind of freaky. What's going on here? And then, of course, Oprah Winfrey, she continued with her own little service at, quote, prayer service at Yankee Stadium, and to listen to words of wisdoms and prayers from all different kinds of religions. She had, again, supposed Protestant preachers. She had Catholic cardinals. She had Eastern Orthodox. She had Islamic imams. She had the Jewish rabbis, the Hindu clerics, But what's interesting is if you pay attention, strangely, there was a certain group of people who were omitted from these services, and that was the evangelical Christian fundamentalists, okay, who will not and cannot go against John 14:6, that Jesus is the only way to heaven, okay? And the reason why is because what's going to happen with these people is they're the resistors, and they need to be taken out. And we deal with that also as well. Where this is headed, anybody who resists this one-world system, Revelation 17 talks about the harlot, the one-world system, and it clearly says that she's a violent woman, if you will, and she is drunk with the blood of God's people, and she goes out and slaughters them. And I've been warning people ever since 9/11. That was the other thing I noticed with that event, not only an excuse to draw the religions around the planet, you know, working together for peace, you know, but also I saw that it became an excuse to start to use propaganda against the evangelical Christian who won't go along with this. And the first step that they did, if you guys recall, right after 9/11, what did they do? I mean, everybody's attitude from the media was, hey, we need to go hunt down those Muslim terrorists, and we need to annihilate them, show no mercy, we need to get rid of those folks, and et cetera, blah, blah, because they took the blame for it. But what concerned me even back then was, whoa, wait a second. Notice in the media the terminology that they're using on these people that everybody says you need to go annihilate and get rid of, okay? And that was, these were Muslim fundamentalists. these were right-wing extremists, Muslim, et cetera. And what concerned me way back then, Dr. Monteith, was, wait a second, that's the same terminology that they're using on evangelical Christianity. And way back then, I began to warn, says, hey, you better pay attention, because they're starting to use the same terminology on the same group of people that everybody's saying we need to annihilate, get rid of, on you and I, the evangelical Christian. And it's only a matter of time that they're going to make us look like the bad guy. And that's exactly what is happening now. Anybody who has the audacity to say, and we're not making it up, we're just quoting what Jesus said, that Jesus is the only way to heaven, what? Pay attention to the news. Pay attention to the media. What are they saying about it? You guys are extremists. You're fundamentalists. You're a danger. You're a threat. You know, you're the kind of people that blow up buildings. You're the kind of people that are the reason for all these wars. And we'll never have peace. We need to do something with you. Folks, I'm telling you, it's already begun. The evangelical Christianity is now becoming the next enemy. And again, we go in much greater detail of their plan because I think it is a plan. And part of what's helping this to happen is you would think that the church in mass would rise up against this and defend this attack on just bare bones Christianity. That Jesus, the good news is that he's provided a way to heaven. He's the only way to heaven. But the church isn't. And that's because not only has the world been infected with this lie of a one world religion, but so has the church. And the buzzword that's in the world that is the word for one world religion, interfaith, there's also a buzzword they use in the church, which when you hear in the church, you need to plan it for what it is. And it also means one world religion, and that is the term ecumenicalism. So the code word they use in the world is interfaith. The code word they use in the church to bring down the church, to get the church to go along with the one world religion, is ecumenicalism. And ecumenicalism, you know, the bare bones definition of that isn't a bad term. You know, it just simply means an organized attempt to bring about the cooperation and unity of all believers. Now, in a Christian
But of course, they're talking about Christian believers. Really, when we talk about ecumenical, isn't that usually Christian faith?
Well, that's what it's supposed to be, but they've changed the terminology, and now it means literally all believers, okay? I mean, that's everybody, and people who don't even believe in Jesus Christ, no matter what they believe, whether they believe in Jesus or not, whether they think there's another way to heaven, etc., it doesn't matter. Now it's all about unity, okay? So it's gone way beyond the original terminology, and yet people don't do their homework, even the church, and they'll say, yeah, you're right, we all just got to get along. And folks, this is a serious movement. This is something that I was a part of before I became a Christian. God had mercy on me. I was in that camp. These are real people, real entities. They're really pushing for this right now around the world, and it's escalating, okay? And just an easy demonstration of this, this is just one entity, okay? But you can go to URI.org, the United Religions Initiative, and you can see, folks, that these guys have been working for quite some time. And again, this is just one entity. There's a lot of different entities that are working towards that same goal. And but these guys are all over the planet, multitude of different continents, and they're working at combining the religions: Baha'i, Christian, Muslim, Jew, Buddhist, Sikh, Hindu, all around the world. And again, a lot of that is their mantra is, you know, we all have to work together so we don't blow up the planet or we don't blow each other up. This is the pathway to peace. You know, we got to create one neighborhood, one community, one region at a time. That's their little phrase. And what they do is they suck people into it by taking, in the church, they by taking Scripture out of context, you know. And one of them that they do is they say, well, don't you know the Bible says we all just need to love one another? Well, yeah, the Bible does say that. In fact, that's a quote from Jesus in John 13, and he does say that. He says, you know, a new command I give you, love one another, okay? And by all this, all men will know you're my disciples if you love one another, okay? Now, the problem with that is Jesus isn't saying that we join hands and link with anyone and everyone, including people of different faiths, and so that peace will come to the planet. First of all, peace is not coming to this planet until Jesus, the Prince of Peace, comes back to the planet at his second coming. This is part of the seven-year tribulation. It actually starts off with a false peace. And the Revelation chapter 6, the first seal, the white horse rider, the Antichrist ushers in the seven-year tribulation, Daniel 9:27, making a peace treaty with the people of Israel for 7 years. tribulation starts with that event, and he strides on in his white horse, and he, you know, the world, you know, thinks he's the best thing ever, and he's brought peace, and but it's short-lived, because the next judgment that comes, the sealed judgment, is the red horse rider, and war breaks out, and it just goes downhill from there. And so he's going to dupe the world into thinking that if they all just come together with him, and they can worship him and be a part of his system, and, you know, then everything's going to be great. We just got to love one another and just blend all the religions together. And the Bible says you better not do that. First of all, it's not true. It's the pathway to hell. But second of all, it's part of the Antichrist kingdom, and it's mankind's worst nightmare on earth.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're moving very rapidly towards this unification of the religions, towards this one world government, one world religion, and of course the coming of this one world monetary system. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
judges.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Billy is just talking about this idea that judge not and be you not judged. And certainly when the Pope had made comments about certainly who is he to judge homosexuals, well, we should judge. In fact, the Bible tells us we should judge, but we have to judge justly. We have to use the proper foundation for our judgment, but that has to be based upon what it says in the Word of God. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, to continue what Paul says, he says, if you got disputes about such matters, appoint as judges, so appoint judges, even men of little account, in the church. And he says, I say this to shame you. They weren't doing it, in other words. He said, is it possible there's nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers? And so according to the Bible, and that's just a couple passages, but even from Jesus, we are supposed to be judging. And in essence, it's really technically not us judging. We're just reporting the judgment of God, because God is the one who determines right and wrong. So in that aspect, I'm not really judging, but I am reporting the judgment of God. But we have to stand up for that as representatives of God or as ambassadors of Christ. Okay? And even back in Matthew 7, when Jesus says, do not judge or you too will be judged, again, if you read the context, it's the same thing as John 7 when he says, stop judging by mere appearances, make a right judgment. Okay? He's talking about a hypocritical judgment. The people don't read the rest of the passage. Don't stop at just the first verse in chapter 7. Keep reading. And he's talking about a hypocritical judgment where somebody's judging somebody of something when they're guilty of doing the very same thing. In other words, the one person's got a log in their own eye, the text says. The other person's only got a speck of dust. And he says, you hypocrite. I mean, here you are. You're doing the exact same thing. In fact, you're doing it even worse. And then you're going to take a disguisable speck. But if you keep reading, even that, he doesn't say, don't ever judge. He says, first get rid of your log, your hypocrisy, then you can rightly judge to remove the speck from the brother's eye. So that text doesn't even say you shouldn't judge. Again, it's just the opposite. Jesus says you're going to judge, but make sure you're not a hypocrite. Get your facts straight so you can make a righteous judgment. And again, it's not us judging. We're reporting the judgment from the one who made the law, i.e. God, just like a judge, okay? He decides on cases. He's a judge, okay? Is it wrong to have a judicial court? Is it wrong for us to have to go before a judge if we shouldn't judge? Well, let's get rid of all that whole thing. It's crazy. We know that that's needed in our society in civil cases and just societal matters, but you don't think it carries over in spiritual matters? And the judge, when he's up there, making the decisions, his job is to uphold the law. So he's not really judging it. He's supposed to be upholding the law and making sure that the law is enforced. And it's the same thing for the Christian. We didn't make up the law. God made up the law. We're not the ones determining right and wrong. God determines right and wrong. We're just reporting the judgment. It doesn't mean you just sit there. Besides, it's crazy for us to say that, you know, hey, we just got to accept anything and everything. Okay? I mean, think about that. Put that to the test. Okay? You know, are you going to say that a person, let's say that they have a value, okay, in life, and that their value is to molest their children, okay? Am I not supposed to judge that? Am I supposed to accept that? Am I supposed to love that and cherish that as a wonderful thing? No, that's crazy. Okay? But that's what the world says. You can't judge. You can't judge. Okay, but what if it was another person's value to teach their children to steal for a living, or a mother's value to encourage her daughter into prostitution, or a father wants to, hey, son, I want to teach you a great lesson in life, but let me teach you how to abuse women. Do we not judge that? We just have to keep our mouths shut? We don't say anything? And what's crazy, folks, when it comes to, quote, religious issues, believe it or not, some religions on the planet, if you do your homework, do teach that. And I'm not supposed to say anything? I'm not supposed to stand up for people being treated like that. Some religions treat women as prostitutes. They force them into a subservient lifestyle. They even kill them if they don't like them. I'm supposed to not judge that? I can't say anything? It's ridiculous. Some cultures today, folks, the religious cultures, they will chop people's hands off for stealing, and they'll chop their heads off for disagreeing. So am I supposed to just keep my mouth shut? I can't judge that. I can't say nothing. It's crazy. Besides, it's true biblical Christianity that has freed people historically from these tyrannous belief systems that I just told you by providing a standard of right and I'm not making up the right and wrong. God is, but I uphold what he says, just like a judge in court. I'm not making this up, but it is ludicrous, it's insane, and when you put it to the test, even logically and common sense, the most ridiculous statement that says you shall not judge because we have a whole court system that does just that, and people are guilty of all kinds of behavior that we find atrocities, which the very act of saying it's an atrocity is a judgment. It is okay to judge, you just need to do it right and without hypocrisy.
Certainly, and of course our guest is Pastor Billy Crone, and we're talking certainly about the things that are going on today and how they're altering the beliefs of the church. And the tragedy is that so many of our churches and denominations are going along with it. It's almost as if the world has gone mad.
To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And certainly they've changed a lot of our terminology. They just said they've rewritten things. And certainly at one time we were to be tolerant, but certainly you were not to tolerate immoral things. But now they've certainly said that certainly if you are judgmental at all, why, of course, you're being unchristian. And ladies and gentlemen, why are we required to be discerning in what's about going on? And if we see something wrong, to speak out against it. But it's not our view, it's God's view. And if God has said it's wrong, it is wrong, and not something that we can certainly be constantly negotiating or trying to alter or accepting, but knowing it's wrong. Well, right now, before we go on, Pastor Billy, we'd like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your ministry. We do carry certainly your DVDs, but how could people get in touch with you and your ministry if they'd like to?
Sure. You can reach us at our main teaching website at getalifemedia.com. That's G-E-T-A-L-I-F-E-M-E-D-I-A.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you're welcome to join us for studies live at sunriselv.com. SunriseLV is in Las Vegas, Sunrise Baptist Church. Or you can just search my name on the internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that should take you where you need to go.
And that's really the easiest thing. You just look up Billy Crone on the internet. You'll get to his website and all sorts of fascinating material. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, again, with the tolerance, it's bad enough that they want us to say that all people's values, beliefs, and lifestyles and claims of truth are equal to our own. But they add a very dangerous phrase, and that is they demand praise. What they mean is this, that they not only want our permission to believe, live, do whatever they want to do, they demand our praise. And if we don't value their lifestyle, their claim to truth as equal to our own from our heart, then we're a bigot and we're, quote, intolerant. Okay, that's the new definition of tolerance. And if you look at some of the social issues going on today, certainly with homosexuality, it's not just you can't even disagree anymore. If you don't say it's perfectly fine with you, then you're a bigot, you're intolerant, and you're going to go to jail for a hate crime. That's exactly what's happened today. They switched the terminology on folks. Tolerance doesn't mean what it used to mean. It's a whole new definition to pave the way for anything goes, including anybody's belief on religion.
And you know, one of the things is, if you care about somebody and you know what they're doing is wrong, is going to be harmful, you have an obligation to tell them. One out of every three lesbians is going to get breast carcinoma. The regular figure is about one in eight women, but one in three lesbians will get breast carcinoma. And if you care about women, you're going to tell them the lesbian lifestyle is not healthy. And certainly male homosexuals die much younger than their counterparts who are not homosexuals, those who are heterosexual. And if you care about homosexuals, and many of them are very nice people, but you have to tell them what they're doing is wrong, and certainly it's wrong, certainly from a moral and from a healthy point of view, and certainly God disapproves of it, and so should you. And a lot of them will be, if they'll be honest with you, they'll tell you they hate what they're doing. But of course, they don't know how to get out of this. They're addicted to their lifestyle. And I think a lot of them really appreciate it when you do show that you care. And caring means you're going to tell them what they're doing is wrong. But go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, you know, just as a side note, too, Dr. Monteith, on that aspect, you know, I have a very good friend who came out of that choice, homosexuality. And he was in the thick of it. And he was a former male homosexual prostitute, heroin addict, living on the streets of San Francisco. Selling his body down there in that. And he recalls he became a born-again Christian, and God gave him a new heart, new mind, new life, new start. And he, one thing, if you want to get him riled up, is to take this politically correct stance. Because he would sit there, and he says long before he became a Christian, as you stated, Dr. Monteith, he stated that he couldn't stand it. He wanted out. And it was just, he wanted out. He was depressed, he wanted out. He said, but what kept him in it longer, he said, was two things. He said the people in the world that were his friends, they would say, when he'd start saying, you know, I don't think this is right, I'm not happy, I just, something's wrong, it's not, you know, they would sit there on the one side of him in the world, and they would say, well, what are you worried about? You know, nothing's wrong with it. And then he said on the other camp, he would have some friends that were saying that they were Christian. And then he'd express the same thing. I can't stand it. I don't like it anymore. I want to get out. And then they would look at him and they would sit there and say, well, what are you worried about? God made you that way. And so he from his own lips, he says, I probably stayed in it. And it was a nightmare for him. I probably stayed in it many more years than I needed to, because all people were telling me either don't worry about it or you're stuck that way. And it left him with no hope. And he was just radically became a Christian all by himself. But you want to get him riled up? You go this route and say that you can't say anything about it. Because he knows of that group that a lot of them are extremely unhappy. And that's what the Bible says. The Bible says, yeah, sin is fun for a season. Okay? But then after a while, here comes the payday, and you reap what you sow, and it begins to destroy you. And again, as you stated, Dr. Monteith, how is it loving? I mean, what kind of a friend is that? If you know that a person's engaged in a behavior and a pathway that is going to shorten their life, that is going to destroy their life statistically, and ruin them, and could even kill them, and you don't say nothing, and you just smile at them and give them a hug as they head towards destruction, I don't want friends like that. That's not love. But again, that's what they have done. They have taken good biblical terminology like love and what tolerate used to mean, and ecumenical, and they've twisted them to mean something completely different and frankly unloving, and something that's just completely twisted. And again, to show you how much this has impacted the church, guys, this is what's crazy. Okay, I got this stat. And believe it or not, historically, the number one quoted verse in the Bible has historically always been John 3:16. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's just quoted at, you know, the placards at football games and sporting events and all that stuff. And, you know, it's just historically everybody, you know, quote, knows John 3:16. Now, believe it or not, folks, it's not that anymore. The number one verse quoted from Christian, young people, non-Christians, whatever people want to quote the Bible, the number one verse now is Matthew 7:1. Out of context, by the way, judge not that you be judged. Why? Because this is the how far this lie has gone. The moment you make a judgment, you're saying there's a hierarchy, and that makes you a bigot. You're intolerant, and that makes you stand against the number one virtue in culture, this new definition of tolerance. And so if you really think about this, this is why true Christians, evangelical Christians, are now going to become the next public enemy number one. Because Christian love, true Christian love, like you said, Dr. Monteith, who loves people enough to warn them, who loves them enough to speak up if they are headed in a dangerous route. That's true Christian love. That is now going against the number one virtue of culture, and the two cannot coexist, okay? And Christian love, as crazy as this sounds, folks, this is where we're heading. Christian love is the number one enemy of the number one virtue of tolerance. They cannot coexist, and what's going to happen is they are going to start to take the Christians out. We've documented this clearly. The way that they're going to begin to silence people who don't go along with this new definition of tolerance is the hate crime issue. And that has really gone in force with this latest administration, and has gone by the side of where it is now going to become a hate crime to not just disagree and have a different position on the homosexual stance. If you don't, again, praise it from your heart and accept it and embrace it, now you're guilty of a hate crime. And those are happening, folks. They're already happening in Europe and in Canada, and they're starting to happen here in the United States. And what's going to happen is then eventually they're going to turn around and say that if you don't interpret the Bible the way that we say it needs to be interpreted, which is out of context and twisted, then you're going to be guilty of not just a hate crime, but you will have turned the Bible into hate literature. And so I'm a prophet nor the son thereof, but what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing Christians hauled away for standing on true Christian love, because now that's become evil. And then you're going to start seeing Bibles being taken away, the Bible's being rewritten today. There's a whole multitude of, quote, new versions out there that are completely perverted. You can get the feminist version that actually says that instead of Jesus the Christ, it's Judas the Christ, and that she, bearing her cross, was crucified. It's blasphemy. There's a guy who's actually working on a homosexual Bible. Instead of Adam and Eve, it's two women. And it's just crazy, folks. And so the traditional Bible, my guess, is eventually going to be banned. And that's the world that we're headed for. Because Christian love, Christian truth, and Jesus' statement that he's the only way to heaven will not coexist with a one-world religion. And folks, this is coming into the church faster than you can believe. And let me give you some examples of just how far it's gone. You think, is it really that bad? Is the church really falling for it? Well, again, folks, no longer is John 3:16 the most popular verse. It's Matthew 7:1, don't judge, right? But listen to this. Even here in Las Vegas, we even share the video clip. they've had their, I think it's now the 26th year in a row, they've had the interfaith conference. And this is at a, quote, Episcopal church. It's supposed to be a Christian church, okay? And they're inviting the people of the Sikh faith. You got the Muslims, you got Mormons, you got Baha'i, and you've got atheists, humanists, and they all gather together, quote, we don't try to change the beliefs of others. There's no debate, there's no challenging, and there's no defending one's belief in this environment. So they're all just coming together, smiling, chumming up, and saying, hey, we just got to love one another and, you know, just get along and create this global religion. But this is supposed to be in a Christian church, okay? But that's the tip of the iceberg. They now have these things called global faith forums, okay? And this is coming in the church. Hundreds of Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists. This was at a church in Texas called the Northwoods Church, and they're all gathering together because we just need to understand one another. Well, what's there to understand? You either got the right way or you got the wrong way, okay? And then let me give you some more examples. Representatives of the Jewish, the Catholic, Protestant, Baha'i, Mormon, Sikh, even Druids and Muslims are all reading different portion of their religious texts, including from the Quran, and saying that we all got to live in harmony. And they're all uttering in unison, you know, let there be peace on earth, let it begin with me. This is not just in the world. This is in, quote, churches. There's a bishop right now who is urging Christians to call God Allah. And he says, well, if we do that, by the way, the God of the scripture, the Bible, is, excuse me, not the same as the God of Allah. But he's saying we got to go ahead and do that because this is going to help ease tension, okay? And then there's a new movement in the, quote, Christian church, or should I say professing church, and it's a movement to celebrate religious diversity in the church on Pentecost Sunday, okay? And they're called progressive churches or progressive Christian. And what they do is they thank God for religious diversity. Quote, we don't claim that our religion is superior to all others. Wait a second. What do you do, supposed Christian church, a follower of Christ, with the words of Christ in John 14:6 that says, he's the way and the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by him. I didn't say that. He did. And yet in the church, quote unquote, you're saying that you don't claim that Jesus' way is the only way. It's not. This is happening, folks, in the church, okay? And they call it Pluralism Sunday, and it's being promoted all over the place. And they say that they believe that Pluralism Sunday is an opportunity for progressive churches to reach some of the many people who are, quote, listen to this. Progressive churches is an opportunity for them to reach some of the many people who are turned off by Christianity because of the exclusivist claims that some Christians make about it. I'm not making the claim Jesus is, you know, Christians follow Christ. He's the only way. But they say we're literally backhanding Jesus, calling him a liar, and we're just going to change it. You know, he says he's the only way. Hey, that's turning people off. So we're going to reinvent Christianity and say all paths get there. This is supposed to be in the church. It's a movement. Pluralism Sunday, check it out yourself. And again, it's getting so bad that it's starting to filter downhill. Certain seminaries around the country, folks, are doing the very same thing. Let me give you one example. This is the Claremont School of Theology. This is from the United Methodist. And they've launched a new program to train leaders, and listen to what they say. There are a variety of beliefs regarding exclusivity in each of the traditions. But not all Christians, and not all Jews, and not all Muslims believe that their way is the only way. How can you call yourself a follower of Christ if you call Jesus a liar and that he's the only way? Anyway, they continue on. Christians, Muslims, and Jews will now have the opportunity to take classes together to learn about each other's religious tradition, to study topics that deal specifically with interfaith issues, and to build bridges through coursework that assist them, quote, our society's future religious leaders. So you can expect that in the world, but this is coming in the, quote, church. And the seminaries now are training the future religious leaders, notice they're not pastors even, they're religious leaders, to go along with a one-world religion. It's all happening, folks, right now. In fact, they even have a new movement called Chrislam, and that's where they're trying to merge Christianity with Islam. And you got churches that are hosting this all over the United States, okay? And that we just need to tolerate, respect one another, And they're blending them. They're reading the Quran during the worship quote service on Sundays. And in fact, churches are letting them use their facilities, you know, just kind of swapping the facilities. And I like what one guy had said. He said, what are they thinking? He says, if the purpose of a church is to push forth the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he's the only way to heaven, and then you got this Muslim group that says Jesus Christ and all the people that follow him are a bunch of infidels who should be essentially obliterated, he said, I got a hard time understanding that. He said, if a church is nothing more than a facility and a meeting place, free for any and all viewpoints without regard of what it is, then should a church be rented out to show adult movies on the weekend? And he says, where does it end? How far does it go? Well, we know where it's going to end, and we know where it's going to go. It's all paving the way for a one-world religion, folks. And all this mentality, as crazy it is, each individual piece doesn't make sense. But if you know where it's headed, a one-world religion, all of a sudden, like, no way. It's being paved for a one-world religion. It's all happening, folks, before our very eyes. And we really need to get prepared for it. We need to judge. We need to stand on the truth. Because, again, if you love somebody, you love them enough to tell them the truth. If they're in danger, not only of a moral behavior that is destroying them, but certainly if they're on the wrong path to heaven, you're not going to say nothing? This is eternity on the line. How could you call yourself a friend if you keep your mouth shut and they forever end up separated from God in hell? I don't want friends like that. I don't know about you.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a minute. I guess it's Pastor Billy Crone talking about this move towards a one-world religion where we all get along together. And certainly, but of course, this is not what Jesus taught at all. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Again, United Nations of Religions.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Pastor Billy is simply pointing out that the leaders in the Jewish religion, the Muslim religion, yes, in the Christian religion today, I said they are working behind the scenes to bring about this one world religion, and you have your representatives from the other, certainly a religious organization, whether it be Baha'i or Hindu, they're all working certainly behind the scenes. And until you understand that what you're doing or seeing played out today is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, none of this makes sense. Pastor Billy, we'll really look forward to having you back with us again real soon to continue the discussion.
You bet. Thank you, Dr. Monte.
Good night and God bless. Okay, fine. Well, certainly if you haven't seen Pastor Billy's DVDs, you must get them. And we do carry them. They're not that expensive. These packets will come with five or sometimes six DVDs in it. And basically, of course, there's about 58 of them. There are eight different sets. So basically, there are five or six in each one of the sets. And you need to get them. You need to watch them. We start with one. We are already up. We have number eight now. And each one, as I say, with five or six DVDs there. And Pastor Billy certainly doesn't just talk. He has all sorts of film footage, where he gets this footage from across the world. I will never know, but this is fascinating. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed if you watch his DVDs. Barbara and I watch them regularly when we get done with the programs in the evening. We usually spend an hour watching Pastor Billy, one of his DVDs, and some of them we've seen several times because I learn every time. And you must understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle today, a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And Christian civilization is losing out and being replaced by this concept of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and that's, of course, why they're going to intentionally collapse and destroy our economy and impoverish our people. And then, of course, there's one-world religion. So, if you'd like to get our material, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So you can go to our webpage, and we have all these things listed, all the things that we carry that you need to get so that you can be more effective in this battle. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to get some of the other things. We have a wonderful 4-CD set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Malachi Martin was a Franciscan, a priest. He was certainly the confidant of Pope John Paul XXIII. His 4-CD set, you will never look at the world through the same eyes, whether you're a Protestant or Catholic, after hearing this, because you're going to get information on the inside of what's really going on in the Catholic Church. And in fact, he does this Sunday interview on Windswept House. It's a novel, but actually, before we did the program, I asked him, I mean, is it really true about these satanic ceremonies, these satanic sacrifices they had in the basement of the Vatican, you know, a simulated sacrifice, but time to correspond with a real human sacrifice carried on outside the Vatican? And of course, Pastor Father Malachi assured me that was the case. We're talking about a terrible spiritual battle that's unfolding today, and most people really don't understand that. They look at what's going on from a geopolitical point of view, and yes, certainly it's interesting, but you must understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing that battle because they control the media, six major corporations, which tie into the Brotherhood. What's the Brotherhood? It's a worldwide satanic movement. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And then we carry a book on media control. It's called The New Media Monopoly. Now, the gentleman who wrote it, Professor Ben Bagdikian, a liberal college professor, he thinks that the right wing controls the media, but he's wrong. Basically, there are six major corporations he talks of, and he talked of six. That was AOL, Time Warner. Now, they've split up since then. But then you have Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney. He was talking about NBC. When the book was written, NBC controlled GE controlled NBC. Now it's controlled by Comcast, and then suddenly Rupert Murdoch with his vast holdings. But ladies and gentlemen, you need to get this information because they all tie into the Brotherhood. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Let us swear allegiance. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Paul McGuire. And Paul certainly has written, 22 books, something like that. And he's certainly been a talk show host 10 years. Isn't he was a key figure there at Cape Breton in Southern California and certainly on the Crawford Broadcasting. But we're always pleased to have Paul on because he's right on the cutting edge of what's going on today. Hi, Paul. How are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan, it's great to be on your program again, and hello to all your audience.
Well, tell us, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
I think we're going to be talking about what I would call the occult, the hidden and secret occult technologies and sciences that are very much at work today, but began in Atlantis and the biblical proof for them.
All right. Well, that sounds fascinating because, of course, there are all sorts of scientific things that we don't know about that are being suppressed from the people. And basically, of course, they are tapping into the supernatural and trying to certainly merge all of this together. So you pick up the story.
Well, you said it very accurately, Dr. Stan. It's being hidden from the people. And what people need to understand is that our current science and technology, in my opinion, is anywhere from 100 years to 200 years more advanced or into the future than the average person realizes. In other words, I am convinced that there are many technologies that are being employed today all over the world by various nations, which most people, if they heard about them, would think that they belong in the realm of a science fiction movie, but in actuality, these technologies and sciences exist, and they're being used now.
Well, can you give us some examples of them?
Yeah. Let's talk about most of these sciences, by the way, are what I call occult sciences and technologies. And I found this personally very difficult to accept, and I had to do a lot of research. And that is, I did not understand at the time, when I first began researching this, that interdimensional beings, or demons, if you will, or fallen angels, not only did they have and do they have technology, but they have the power to impart technology to mankind. And if we go back, for example, to Nazi Germany, which you and I have talked about a number of times, the entire reason that the Third Reich was so advanced when it came to the science of genetics or the science of modern mind control or rocketry was not just because they had very brilliant technology people and scientists, but they actually on a regular basis access supernatural information from supernatural sources, which gave them the lead in the space race and many other sciences.
And I think that's fascinating. And basically, of course, you go all the way back certainly to Thomas Edison. I mean, Thomas Edison came up with all sorts of amazing discoveries. But what most people don't understand is Thomas Edison was deeply involved in the occult. And then we have Tesla, certainly, who was a contemporary of Edison. And Tesla was deeply involved in the occult. And when I look and see what we can do with our computers today, and I marvel at this and the things that we can, I mean, but of course, Bill Gates certainly has been certainly dabbling with the occult in the past, and basically much of what we see in the way of our modern computer technology comes from the occult, and I suspect there's a lot more that Paul's going to be able to tell us.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
But hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Paul. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Paul is saying some things which I think are true, absolutely true, but we never talk about it. And that is the force behind the Third Reich and the Nazi movement was occultism. And basically, of course, there were a number of secret occult societies over there, and they were the ones that put Adolf Hitler in power and kept Adolf Hitler in power. And basically, of course, the Nazi scientists were actually going to clairvoyance, to mediums, and this is where they got a lot of the scientific information that allowed them to be so advanced as that, certainly, and come up with a lot of the rocket science and many of the other things that they had. And of course, many of these things were brought to America at the end of the Second World War. When we brought all these Nazi scientists to America who'd been working with the occult, and they were to bring the development, their scientific developments over here. And this is, of course, the basis of much of our science working behind the scenes was the Nazi occult scientists, but the idea that the scientists would be tapping into occult knowledge and clairvoyance is so difficult for people to believe, but I believe it. And until you understand that the spirits of battle, so much of what's going on really doesn't make sense. So, Paul, please pick up this story because I think it's so vitally important that you bring this out. And incidentally, Paul has a book, and we're going to be carrying it. It's called Prophecy and the Future of America. The Prophecy and the Future of America. And you need to get the book. You need to read it. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Have those books been sent yet, incidentally?
Yes, you should. In fact, they were sent 2 days. So you should have them somewhere at your ministry. There's a,
okay, fine. Yeah. Basically, they don't tell me what's going on, but we will check on it tomorrow. I'm really looking forward. I've read the book, and it's an excellent book, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get it, and you need to understand the relationship between what's going on today and the occult. Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, yeah, one of the reasons that I wrote the book was to explain this, and the reason I wrote the book to explain it is people want to, for example, engage in spiritual warfare and pray, which I support, but they need to know the nature of the spiritual battle they're involved in. So the Nazis were deeply involved in the occult. Wernher von Braun, who was the founder of NASA and brought here by the U.S. government, he worked on the island of Penemude in near Germany, where there was a secret occult experiment and Nazi rocket scientist experiment. And there was a gentleman here in Pasadena, California, whose name was Jack Parsons, who was the head or the co-head of Aleister Crowley, the great Satanist Order of the Golden Dawn cult in Pasadena. Now, Jack Parsons invented the rocket fuel that made it possible for the U.S. space program to launch, so to speak. And Wernher von Braun praised him. But Jack Parsons was openly a Satanist and was involved also in receiving scientific information from supernatural sources.
And basically, Parsons was one of the heads of the American Space Agency, wasn't he?
Yes.
And basically, if anybody's ever wondered why we spent all this time worried about going to the moon, I mean, why is, you know, spend billions and billions and billions of dollars to go to the moon? And it really doesn't make any sense unless you understand the spiritual implications of this, because the people who were involved with our, certainly with our space agency, were involved in the occult, and Jack Parsons, one of the leaders of this whole movement, and the fact most people don't understand is the occult foundation, and the fact he was tapping into the supernatural power and knowledge. Once you understand that, a lot of these things begin to make sense. Go right ahead, Paul. I think this is so important.
Yes, you're right. And what people need to understand, and why I wrote the book and went into detail on these subjects, people need to understand that in America today and in the world in general, there is what is called a scientific elite that goes back to the days of Atlantis, a scientific elite which they truly believe that they are genetically superior and therefore they have the right to totally control our lives, including exterminate us. And it is this secretive scientific elite that is controlling the world behind the scenes. And presidents and prime ministers and cultural leaders are for the most part, puppets. And they control the world. Now, Aldous Huxley was communicating this in his novel, Brave New World. H.G. Wells was communicating this in his science fiction novel. And George Orwell, of course, was issuing a critical warning about this in his novel, 1984. So we were warned about this Orwellian world ruled by a scientific dictatorship. But what a lot of people don't understand is that people like Aldous Huxley and people like H.G. Wells, who in one sense pretended publicly to be humanists, were privately deeply involved in occult research. And in fact, a lot of people don't understand that the science of modern mind control, which is highly sophisticated, comes from occult teaching. So what people don't understand is that it is possible to program human behavior just like you would program a computer, oftentimes with the individual who is being programmed unaware of it. And once you understand that scientific truth and that spiritual truth, that answers many questions about strange behavior and strange circumstances in the history of our nation.
I think that's fascinating, and I think you're absolutely right. Go right ahead.
So we have a man named Brzezinski, who was one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, headed up by Rockefeller. And, of course, Rockefeller and his family created the United Nations, and their goal, which they have stated numerous times, is the creation of a one world government. Now, Brzezinski is one of these members of the scientific elite, and he openly calls for the use of what he termed psychotronic weapons on the people of planet Earth, and that would include our nation, in order to control them so they could move ahead with their agenda of a new world order. Now, and then he said afterwards, and I'm paraphrasing, he said that people such as himself, and H.G. Wells said the same thing, are beyond traditional morality. They're beyond traditional notions of right or wrong, because, of course, Brzezinski doesn't believe in a god. And therefore, they believe that because they're genetically superior, and they really do believe they're superior, that they have an innate right to rule and dominate us through a scientific dictatorship. And that's what the world is becoming today. This matches up with Bible prophecy, that the world is becoming under the control of a very sophisticated and hidden scientific dictatorship.
And we're moving at a phenomenal rate in that direction, and the average individual really doesn't understand this. These people see nothing wrong with Adolf Hitler. That's why they didn't ever go after him when they knew he was living in South America. And if you read these books, certainly by two excellent researchers, and they have so much documentation from the National Archives. I mean, if you read them, why, you'd have no suddenly question your mind that Adolf Hitler lived out his life comfortably in South America. And basically, why was nothing done? Why weren't we told? Why? Because we're inferior people, because Adolf Hitler was part and parcel of this world occult movement, and he was being rewarded for the fine job that he did. And the leaders of America, the people in Washington, D.C., and the people in London, and the intelligence agents knew, of course, the intelligence average person could never come forward and tell the truth because he's sworn to secrecy. But see, they see nothing wrong with what Adolf Hitler did, and that is what's so frightening about this thing. They saw nothing wrong with what he did or what Himmler did or what Bormann did or even what Joseph Mengele did as he carried out these macabre experiments. And Joseph Mengele lived out his life comfortably in South America. And where is the outcry? Why there should be, people should be standing on the street corner screaming this out, and yet most people have no idea. Go right ahead.
Well, yeah, and the reason is that these men are counting on the fact that the average person in the public has been dumbed down by the American educational system and through genetically modified food and EMF waves and all kinds of things. And they believe, and unfortunately they're right in many instances, that the average person is neurologically incapable of processing these thoughts and even believing it. In effect, they have erected a neurological firewall in the brain of the average person, where the average person has great difficulty even believing this kind of thing exists, and they usually have a knee-jerk reaction and say it's a conspiracy theory. But they don't understand that by even using the words conspiracy theory, that the term conspiracy theory is literally a hypnotic, it's a mind control word. It's a term used to force people through peer pressure to only speak and think about the subjects that they want them to for fear of peer rejection or being called a conspiracy theorist. They use that term to control people's thinking.
You're absolutely right, and that's why we do what we do. I know why you do what you do, is to try to reach those people who are still able to think and think clearly about what's going on. Go right ahead.
Well, neurologically, in the school system, what we have is all the teaching is now teaching towards the test, which is essentially the memorization of useless facts and simply regurgitating whatever dogma they've been taught. Then you're rewarded, then you get scholarships. But they have gotten rid of teaching, for example, the arts and music, and by doing that, they've shut down the right brain. Do I have time at this moment to continue, or are we taking a break?
We're going
to
take a little short break here. Our guest, of course, is Paul McGuire. And we're talking about the mind control programs that are simply being waged against the American people. And most people have little or no idea what's going on. We'll be back in just a moment with Paul and talk about his book, The Prophecy.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Certainly, Paul is pointing out that Adolf Hitler, we see the pictures, you know, of the massive crowds, hundreds of thousands of people standing for hours listening to Adolf Hitler. And Paul simply points out that Hitler was using techniques he'd been trained in, techniques, hypnotic techniques that they know how to manipulate people. And basically, it wasn't because he was a great speaker, it was because he knew how to use these techniques. And this was certainly utilized. that Hitler was carefully trained to deliver speeches, and this, the way that he did it was all part and parcel of this program. And there's certainly books written on this sort of thing. People know and they've studied how to control the minds of people. And the reason that these things are going on today is the average individual doesn't understand that they are a victim of mind control, and our enemies know exactly how to manipulate us. Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, you're absolutely correct, Dr. Stan, and people need to understand that these scientific techniques for putting people in a hypnotic trance when you're delivering a political speech, and it doesn't matter which political party you're part of because both parties utilize it, they create a hypnotic trance, and they use deliberately ambiguous words. So people will project from their subconscious what their inner hopes are and project them on the politicians. The less content the politicians give out, the better off they are. Now, this is very unfortunate because it is possible to in a sense, become somewhat immune from being put in a hypnotic trance. It is possible not to be a victim of scientific mind control. So nobody listening should be a victim of scientific mind control or be put in some stage of a hypnotic trance while listening to a speaker or a politician. And the primary way is what God told us to do in His Word. If you regularly read the Word of God, which is what God commands us to do, and you are constantly reading the Word of God, you're renewing your mind, first of all, with the Word of God. And by reading and memorizing and thinking upon the Word of God, you're tearing down strongholds in the mind, which are like mental ideas that the powers of darkness plant in our mind, and they can be planted through a hypnotic speech. But if you're renewing your mind with the Word of God, the Bible says the Word of God is alive and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And then we have the mind of Christ if we are faithful and obedient to read the Word of God for ourselves. And there have been numerous scientific studies, as well as historical examples, such as the prisoners, American soldiers that were captured in by the North Vietnamese. And they attempted to brainwash them, and they found that they could not brainwash the Christian soldiers who knew their Bibles because these Christian soldiers had the Word of God in them, and they didn't succumb to brainwashing. But the soldiers who didn't have any belief system or who never read their Bibles were easy prey for brainwashing. So one way to counteract being a victim of mind control or hypnosis or brainwashing or propaganda is, read your Bible. And if you read your Bible as God commands us to do, and that's being obedient to our God, you will not be victimized. And in addition, you will be given the spiritual discernment to see the difference between a wolf in sheep's clothing and somebody who's a true leader that God wants you to follow. And that would even carry over to your pastor. The reason people are deceived by so many pastors who are false teachers and preaching apostasy is because these Christians are disobedient to God. They're not reading His Word, and therefore they are victims of being deceived by spiritual deception.
Fascinating observation. I think that's, I'm sure you're very, very accurate, though. I think that basically we need that. We need God's Word. And because this is the only weapon that we have. So that we're involved in as individuals in the battle with the supernatural forces. And there's no way, suddenly on our own power, we can possibly stand against them. Very, very astute observation.
Well, Dr. Stan, I'll pick it up when we come back.
Go ahead. We've got almost a minute. Go ahead.
I personally, before I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I was deeply involved in the New Age movement. I majored in the brand new field of psychology called Altered States of Consciousness at the University of Missouri. And after the Lord saved me, I soon discovered that if I would spend several hours a day listening to tapes of just the Word of God being read out loud from Genesis to Revelation, I found that my mind was renewed, and all these ties I had to occult forces because of my involvement in the New Age disappeared, and I was set free from deception.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Along with Adolf Hitler, are accessing supernatural power and harnessing demonic forces.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. And Chris Paul is simply talking about the fact that there's certainly people are tapping into this supernatural occult force. And basically, we have to be prepared, certainly, so we will not be taken in. Paul, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your information, and find out about some of the other books that you've written?
Sure. We have hundreds of free articles to read, and YouTube and all kinds of stuff free for people to get information. And if they go to one of my two websites, paulmaguire.org or paulmaguire.com, they can get that. And Maguire is spelled M-C-G-U-I-R-E. So it's paulmaguire.org or paulmaguire.com.
All right, fine. And basically, why don't you go right ahead then?
So here we are in the United States of America, and the reality is that our main battle is not political. It appears to be political, but it's not. Our main battle is spiritual. That's what the Apostle Paul said. For we don't fight against flesh and blood or people. We fight against principalities and powers and the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Now, if we want to see change in America, and I believe God would like to implement change in America, we can't use human weapons. Now, I'm not thing. We need to be super spiritual and ignore doing the practical, physical, responsible things that we need to do. We need to continue doing the nitty-gritty physical reality stuff. I'm not calling for a super spirituality, but assuming that we're continuing to be responsible physically and in the material dimension, we also need to learn how to access the supernatural power of God according to the biblical instructions. And when we access the supernatural power of God according to the biblical instructions, God gives us the ability to overthrow and push back these demonic entities that have been allowed entrance into our nation, such as the principalities and powers and the dark unseen forces of wickedness. But we can only do that by accessing the power of God. But in order to access the power of God, we need to read the Bible and to learn how to do it. Because those that are involved in the occult and Luciferianism and occult societies, they're very busy right now accessing demonic power. Just watch your kids' music videos. You'll see Illuminati symbols and occult symbols. And in fact, at the recent Grammys, open satanic worship ceremonies, one by a former Christian singer, are being done right in front of our children. So if satanic groups can utilize demonic power, how much more should the church use the supernatural power that Jesus Christ has given us in the battle? Because that's the only way we're going to take back our nation.
And I think you're absolutely right, Sidney. I think that basically there's no way that you or I certainly have the power to fight these supernatural powers on our own. It's only through God's certainly strength that we would have any possibility at all. I'm turning this back, and I think your presentation is really remarkable. Go right ahead. I'm thoroughly enjoying what you're saying.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm very concerned when I see, for example, And this goes to both political parties, but the minute I hear of a political candidate, either on the left or the right, whether it's Ronald Reagan or whether it's a Democrat, when I hear people talking about their government or their president as if the government or the president was the Messiah or God, and they're crying and they're acting like they're having a religious experience when they see a particular political leader, either on the left or the right, right then and there, that Christian should know that they are in the most serious violation of the commandments of the Word of God, because they have made an idol. And God says in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt have no idol before thee. When you make an idol of your government or a political leader, you are coming out from under the supernatural protection from God, because you are worshiping man or a man-made institution. And that's forbidden by the Word of God. And that opens you up to great spiritual deception. Number two is, it's not that government doesn't have an important place, and it's not that government can't and should not provide important services. It should. There's a role for government. But ultimately, when America began to get in big, big trouble, is the day it stopped looking at God as its ultimate source, and it began to look to a particular political party, either left or right, or government to be its ultimate source. And once you make government your master or your God, you're essentially allowing the Antichrist system to take place, because the Antichrist system is the fulfillment of human government becoming God, and men and women worshiping a man, a politician, as Jesus Christ, and rejecting Jesus Christ. But we have tens of thousands of churches in America right now that are encouraging their members of their church to worship idols, and in a sense, they are setting them up for the worship of the Antichrist, and that's why our nation is in such desperate trouble.
I certainly agree with you totally. And basically, you know, it is so difficult for people to see clearly what's going on today, to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is primarily a spiritual battle, and we cannot certainly have any hope at all of fighting these satanic forces on our own. I mean, you look and see what's happening, and basically, of course, we start out taking God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and people somehow think this has to do with the Constitution. It doesn't. And then, of course, we gradually, little bit by little bit, we see the breakdown, certainly, of the moral standards of our society, and now suddenly that doesn't matter. The people vote suddenly that against same-sex marriage, you know, overwhelming. They'll have these certainly initiatives on the state ballot, and the people are all voting one way, and then the courts come along and say, well, that's unconstitutional, doesn't matter how the people vote. This is the law of the land, and you have just a few people who are doing everything. But of course, as I look at the issue of homosexual marriage, I realize God said this is an affront to God, and God is going to bring his judgment on America. There's no question in my mind. And that old adage, you know, God is coming back soon, and boy, is he mad. You want to smile a little bit, but then maybe we should be shuddering when we contemplate the significance of that statement. Go right ahead.
Well, we should be shuddering because the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the fear of the Lord, first and foremost, has to be in the body of Christ, the church. And here's the thing. What we have in America, we have an economic crisis. We have outsourcing, and there's many reasons for our economic crisis, the printing of money from nothing and so on and so forth. We have other crises related to the economy and joblessness. We have a social and moral crisis. We have the disintegration of the family unit. We have widespread sexual immorality, and I could go on and on. But it is true that there are powerful forces that have done everything they could to promote the destruction of America as a Judeo-Christian nation. They've done everything they can to break the Judeo-Christian belief system off of America. But the Bible also talks about the spirit of Antichrist. And what the spirit of Antichrist is, and that's distinct from the Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist is when any people, any nation, allow the demonic in their nation. And the spirit, you can tell when the spirit of Antichrist has entered a nation when you see people's human spirit hating the things of God, hating biblical morality, hating purity, promoting lying, promoting greed and everything the Bible's against, and losing their love for their fellow man and God. And when you see comedians mocking God openly on television, and you see pastors being mocked on television, and the traditional marriage being mocked on television, that is very clear evidence that the spirit of Antichrist has entered a nation. And the spirit of Antichrist is not content to stay at one level. We look at the French Revolution and other nations, and whenever the spirit of Antichrist has been allowed in a nation, unless it's stopped by the church through spiritual means primarily, that spirit of Antichrist continues to grow until there's a godless and bloody revolution. But the most tragic thing of all is then there is the most hellish persecution against Christians and people who love the Lord. And then there's usually bloody revolution, horrible economic poverty, and total chaos. And America is at the very precipice. We're standing on the very edge of the cliff of the spirit of Antichrist totally controlling this nation. And there's only one force in America that has the power to drive the spirit of Antichrist out of it, and that is the church, because the church is the only supernatural institution there is. But unless the church begins to believe and obey God's word and access the supernatural power that God has so clearly given it in the Bible, we are going to see the spirit of Antichrist create absolute chaos and horror in our nation. God has given us one last brief window of opportunity to make a change. So each of us need to be part of that change, because if we're not, to put it bluntly, all hell is going to break loose.
And so basically, what is your plan? What are you suggesting? How should people, and how should our listeners respond, Paul?
Well, I'm going to say this as briefly as I can. One is, people have an unnecessary confusion. They think erroneously that because God has revealed his end time program and his prophetic word, that he won't do anything to change America and that America is fatalistically doomed. Now, I agree. When God has spelled something out clearly in his end times prophetic word, everything in God's word is going to come true, and there's nothing we can do to change it. We can fast and pray all we want, and we're not going to fast and pray away the Antichrist or the false prophet. But when it comes to the future of America, you're correct. America is, to varying degrees, under the judgment of God. But God has not revealed in his word the specific events of what's going to happen to America and in what time period. And the very fact that we still have this last window of opportunity to have a conversation like this implies that God has still opened the window of grace for a brief window of opportunity. He's giving us one last chance to repent and change our direction, because I believe that, and this does not contradict his written word, it works in concert with his written word. I believe that the Lord does not want to see America go into a godless Marxist state, because that will spread darkness throughout the world and it will block the preaching of the gospel. I believe that God is calling his people in America right now and his church to repent of the primary sin, which is rejection of his word and not reading his word and not standing up for his word, the word of God. That's the primary sin. He's calling his people to repent of rejecting his word. And then he's asking his people to begin to seek his faith and to cry out to God, and then to cry out to God to call on his power to be poured out on this nation, such as occurred during the very biblical First Great Awakening. Because unless that happens, and unless God's people obey the Lord, we're going to perish. So, to me, every church in America that claims to love the Lord should be in a place of a state of emergency, and the churches should be open 24/7 for fasting and prayer and evangelism and reaching out to the community. And in my personal opinion, nothing less than declaring a national spiritual state of emergency by the Christians and the church itself, and going to action by 24/7, fasting and praying and seeking the Lord and trying to reach our nation, nothing else is acceptable to the Lord. We are in the final hour for America. We are in a state of emergency. Now, we need to start acting like we're in the emergency that we're really in, or we're going to lose it all.
Well, it's a very, very ominous sound, but I certainly would agree with everything you're saying. And it's just a matter of how are we going to get this word out? Certainly, I'll have you on all my other programs to talk to all of my certainly various networks. And we do actually, as you know, do three networks a day. I think your message is vitally important. I think your book is important. I think the threat is so real. And certainly, I feel this. I know you feel it as well. And basically, we have a number of other Christian talk show hosts out there. Have you talked to any of them? Are we getting any help and response from them?
Yes, we are. And that's the good news. There's men like you. There's other talk show hosts that you would know if I named their name that have excellent national programs with very large audiences. And they feel the exact same burden and intensity and responsibility. Now, I will say this, that the people who are awake, and that's what's implied by a great awakening, the people that are awake spiritually are probably in the minority. They're what I would call the remnants of the church in America that is alive spiritually. But as you and I know, God is not constrained to work by a majority. God delights in working in a dedicated minority. So even if we have a Gideon's band of millions of Christians, I believe there's tens of millions of Christians who really love the Lord in America right now and who share our sentiment. If that remnant will obey the Lord, we can change temporarily. We won't be able to change it permanently because Bible prophecy does become fulfilled. But God, I believe, will grant us a reprieve, put the brakes on a temporal basis if the remnant will turn their hearts to God.
Our guest is Paul McGuire. His book, The Prophecy and Future of America, Prophecy and Future of America. You can get that through our ministry, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But you really do understand the background of this. The spirits of battle, not imaginary, very, very real. And basically, there's no way that on our own we're going to be able to stand against this. This is why I think that what Paul says is absolutely correct. And we have to call upon the Lord. It's our only strength. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this This is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest this evening, Paul McGuire. I think probably what you just heard is one of the most important messages we've had in a long time. And I will tell you how this strange thing that happened this evening. Basically, as you know, why we do a number of different networks. We actually have two ISDN lines that go out to satellites across the country, and this program is carried on several satellites and goes to a number of stations in both certainly up at the east and here on the west coast. And just as we began getting into the program with Paul, suddenly our line to the east coast went out. This is the one that goes back to Pennsylvania. Goes to our satellite, one of our two satellites, and there was just no way we could actually hook up that line all during the program. I had my engineer working, talking to the people back in Pennsylvania, and it wasn't until just about a minute ago when, of course, the program was over and there was no way to hear what Paul McGuire was saying, that suddenly we could hook up again to the station in Pennsylvania. Was that just coincidence? Or is it possible that there are forces out there that don't want this message out? Well, basically, I said, if you'd like to get a copy of this talk, and I think it's a vitally important talk, and we will have Paul on again, why, you said you could call us at 1-800-544-8927 and get a copy of this, Paul's talk about the spiritual battle we're involved in. We have his book. It's called Prophecy, the Future in America. Prophecy, the Future in America, where he goes into the spiritual battle. And then we have the most wonderful DVD. It's one of those rare DVDs put out by our friend David Bay. It's called Blood Sacrifice. It's called Blood Sacrifice, and it goes into the supernatural force behind Adolf Hitler. And basically, of course, the people who really backed him believed he was the Antichrist, believed he had supernatural power, and bestowed it upon him. It is one of the most gripping DVDs I've ever seen, called Blood Sacrifice. And it's so good that we have to limit what we can carry. Well, we're going to be carrying that. So you can get certainly the Blood Sacrifice DVD. And I promise you, you will never look at Adolf Hitler or any of this the same way again after seeing it. You can get the book, The Prophecy and Future of America, The Prophecy and Future of America. And then you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like to get a CD or a tape of the program this evening, I think it's important and you need to hear it again. And I will be having Paul on again, because I think that we are going to have to really not try to rely upon ourselves, but to rely upon our Lord. And I certainly am going to put aside time every day to pray, and I hope you will as well, because basically we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. But there's truly are supernatural demonic forces in the world today. And basically, Bill Gates is deeply involved in the occult, as was Edison, as was Tesla, as so many of our scientists, who are suddenly reaching into the supernatural realm. And basically, the internet, the computer, all of these wonderful things we want and enjoy so much have a strong tie to the occult. And I'm not saying we shouldn't use them, because they can be used for good, but they must understand their origin is to be good for evil. They are coming from very dark and sinister forces. So we must use them for good. We must communicate as best we can. And I do hope many of you will join us in this truly epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Paul's book, Prophecy and Future of America. Prophecy and Future of America, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. The DVD we mentioned, Blood Sacrifice. Blood Sacrifice. And then, of course, if you'd like to get a copy of this talk, 1-800-544-8927. And it was just momentarily, a few moments ago, when suddenly we were able to get back. Well, so please pray for America, but pray for revival. And pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. You never guess what happened.
The American dream It's become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free.